Chapter 11. A Conversation with Mr. Hood.
Stay in the holiday house and I'll give you many things,
said Mr. Hood.
What will make you happy?
How many things can I have?
Asked Harvey.
How many things do you want?
Asked Mr. Hood.
I want every type of food in the world,
Harvey said.
Every type?
Asked Mr. Hood.
That's difficult.
Yes, every type,
Harvey said. Mr. Hood closed his eyes and concentrated. The roof moved from side to side. Soon the attic was full of cakes, fruit, and meals from every country in the world.
Bravo, Mr. Hood,
said Harvey.
Next, I want a lot of flowers in the garden. And they must all be different.
Why?
Asked Mr. Hood in a tired voice.
It's not easy, you know.
It will make me happy, said Harvey.
Mr. Hood closed his eyes and concentrated again. This time, the walls began to move. After a few minutes, Mr. Hood said,
Go and look outside.
His voice was very weak. Harvey ran to the garden. It was full of flowers of different shapes and colours. Rictus and Mrs. Griffin were in the garden.
The flowers are beautiful,
said Mrs. Griffin.
Where's Wendell?
Harvey asked.
He went for a swim in the lake,
Rictus said.
He'll be a good fish.
Oh, no!
Cried Harvey.
Not Wendell! Please, not Wendell! My plan must work now,
Harvey thought. He shouted up to the attic window.
Mr. Hood, now I want all the seasons at the same time. Hot sun, strong winds, rain and snow. And I want a rainbow.
Black clouds appeared in the sky, but the sun pushed through them and shone strongly. Rain and snow fell from the sky, and then there was a colourful rainbow.
Are you happy now?
Said Mr. Hood's weak voice. The strong wind suddenly blew the roof down, and Mr. Hood appeared in the air. Then the house started to disintegrate. Soon it fell to the ground and everything was dust.